alive just makes me want to go out and get involved in a hunting accident. But until we see the hourlies, like I said, until we see 7 to 10, I don't know exactly how much damage, damage was done. And the other thing, and you probably won't understand what it is I'm trying to say to you, I'm not making apologies. I'll just tell you that the way it works on my show, we have what's called a big TSL. We don't have a big QM. That means when people listen to our show, they listen for a very, very long period of time. But we don't QM a lot of listeners in at night. Part of the reason being there aren't a lot of sets in use at night. Radio sets in use goes down. So you got to grab everything that you can. You got to grab all the gusto that you possibly can at night. And if you don't, then you have these wildly fluctuating numbers. And of all the shows on this station, and maybe of all the shows on a radio in Los Angeles, our numbers just go up and down, man, like the Dow Jones, baby. It's one day we're up 300 points, the next day we're in the tank, and it just kind of goes up. Am I explaining this right, Michelle? So what do you attribute all of this to?
I have no idea.
You think Tim and Neil tanked it?
No, we didn't have any ratings before.
Well, there you go. See, they cut me down, and I'm only down to three. I'm down to 3 hours in the summer book.
It'll be a fluke. It'll be a fluke.
That's
it'll be very easy.
No, I think that what happened, with all due respect, is because I'm down to 3 hours and your guys have one more hour.
That's what did it.
Your guys sucked us up big time, 7 to midnight.
Probably.
And
I doubt it. No, I seriously,
seriously?
Doubt it.
All right, you make me feel good. Just don't tell Tim I was talking about this, okay? Don't tell him that I was, because he's going
to
have another freaking temper tantrum in there. And I'm here, you know. So in other words, when he starts punching things, likely as not, it'll be like my head. My head, a wall, what difference does it make? So that's the truth, and you get the truth from good old Phil. Now, you can listen to some other shows. They're going to tell you how wonderful they are, how they continually are just world beaters, and there ain't a guy in this town that writes about radio that could interpret a ratings book if you put a pistol to their head. That is exactly how it works. That's exactly what happened here at KFI, and that's exactly what's going on here from time to time, from book to book. While we tank, while we go up, we go down, we still beat the other talk shows in this city, and that's because, as I mentioned to a reporter from one of the Riverside papers, there ain't nothing to listen to at night.
What?
How you doing, Mike? 1-800-449-8686. You just heard all the crap that I was just talking about. You just found that's okay. Don't make no. Never mind. Last night we had an incident last evening here at the old radio station, and Tim and Neil and you were the guy that went in there and said, "Shut up, Phil's trying to cut a spot." Right? I think it worked. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Now, what is going on with the guy on line one? There is a guy on line one. Is this Don? Hi, Don. How you doing?
Hey, Phil.
What happened, man? I understand that there was a tragedy. You have to just go with me on this thing, okay? We've had a million things happening here over the last 24 hours. I know that you lost your grandfather, correct?
Over the weekend, I lost my grandfather, right?
What happened?
We had an accident out at Trevor Range, which is out near the out near Desert Center. We were quail hunting, and he's dead.
I know you love that guy, huh?
Well, he was like my best friend, you know. He was 91 years old, and he was very active. He loved life, loved my grandmother. He was a great, great man, and I think we're all going to miss him. But it was a tragic accident, and I know that I think he's familiar with firearms, but for whatever reason, just things didn't go the way they should, and we had...
Well, what happened? Was there an accident out there?
We were out at Trevor Range, yeah, this weekend, and we were quail hunting out near... Trevor Range is out near Desert Center, Phil. I think you know where it is.
Yeah, it's out near the Chocolate Mountains, right?
That's correct. And we had gotten out of the truck, I guess about 100 yards away from where we parked the vehicle, and I had my Weimaraner with me. We were just going to spend the afternoon on Sunday... doing a little bit of quail hunting, because that's something that he likes to relax and do, and we've been doing it ever since I was a kid. And we had come upon a covey of quail, and I had noticed them, and I told my Grandpa Dave, I said that there's a covey of quail over there, probably about 20 or 30 yards, about 11 o'clock away from where I was.
Right.
And he took off walking up along a ridge, was about to the right of me, and the quail were off to my left. And I don't think he expected me to fire when I did, but I worked with a 12-gauge shotgun, and I fired on this covey of quail, which is out near a little clump of chaparral, kind of like cactus.
Right.
And he went down. Apparently, he was startled by my gun going off, and I went over to him. Two rangers heard it, and they went over to him. And
what was it? Was it a what happened? Did he have a heart attack? Did he?
Well, apparently he discharged his weapon, and I Phil, it's difficult to realize that this man who has been hunting his entire life. He's 91 years of age, and he's been hunting his entire life, and he's as familiar with firearms as anybody I've ever met. And for him to suddenly, for some reason, he was startled by me firing. I theorize, and a good friend who I know you know, Leon Wells, who he and I work together.
I know Leon, yeah.
Leon thinks that he got scared when I fired on the quail and his gun went off.
Good God. Did he shoot himself?
That's what we think. As you know, when there's a death like that, they have to have an autopsy and a coroner's report. But I can't believe that he's gone. I can't believe that he's gone. And I can't believe that something like that would happen for a man to be so savvy and so familiar with firearms, and the man who is a lifelong hunter. And I can only say to people who are listening to you tonight that they have got to be careful when they are out there. You have really got to be familiar with your weapon and familiar with what a weapon can do. I feel so bad.
This is an interesting, and forgive me, Don. I know this is a great loss for your family, but it's interesting to me from this standpoint that the two of you were out there. You say you saw a covey of how many quail?
Oh, I'd say, I don't know, about 10 or, not 10, not even that, probably about 6 or 7 quail.
And the two of you were going to draw down on these quail, correct? I'd say draw down, that's my old...
Well, we were setting up to take them, yeah.
Okay, and you discharging your shotgun startled him.
It did. And that's amazing, too. And I don't understand how that could happen. But the best thing that I can figure is that he is old. He was 91 years of age. He had lost just a little bit of his eyesight, and maybe he had been, it had been a very active weekend for us. And maybe he was just tired or whatever.
So his weapon discharged and he shot himself?
That's what we theorize, right. I mean, they have to come up with, but that's the only possible explanation, because they were pulling buckshot out of him at the hospital.
God, man. I'm so sorry, man.
Thanks, Phil. I know that you knew him, and...
Well, I thought he was a great guy. He had great stories about World War II. He was a Navy commander, wasn't he?
He was a Navy commander in World War II, and he was at Battle of Midway, got a Distinguished Service Medal, later went on with my grandmother, did some farming up in the San Joaquin Valley, had three sons and two daughters, one of them, of course, my father, and did a lot for his community, and was an avid hunter, a member of the NRA.
Was there any way of saving him? I mean...
No, they said that it was pretty extensive what he'd done to himself. So they had him in the emergency room, and I went over to the emergency room with Leon, and I went over there with my son, Jason, and they had him on his stomach trying to pull a buckshot out of the upper back because they said there was some extensive damage there to the spinal cord. And
they were pulling buckshot out of his back?
Out of the upper back, yeah. And they had...
No, he was up where? Tell me a little bit more about this now. You were walking toward a covey of quail near some cactus?
That's correct. And he was on my right, probably about 1 o'clock. Quail were about 11 o'clock. And the two of us were going to take different angles on the quail. And I decided I had the best beat on them. And so I fired and obviously startled him. And his weapon discharged. And
he shot himself in the back?
Yeah, that's the part that we don't understand at all. That is the part that is
that's a pretty awkward spot, isn't it?
I agree with you, and I was talking to Leon about that too. And that's the part that's got us stumped. How you can shoot yourself in the back, but stranger things have happened. I can tell you, Phil. I've been involved in hunting all my life, and I've heard of all kinds of accidents, and I've heard of all kinds of self-inflicted gunshot wounds and rifle wounds as a result of cleaning a weapon or improperly cleaning a weapon. And you can never say never, and truth is stranger than fiction. But that was a
so he was startled by your shotgun blast.
Yes, sir.
And he shot himself in the back.
In the upper back, yes, sir. And it's
doesn't that sound? That sounds really, really strange, doesn't it?
It's one of those freak deals. And I've talked to a couple of people who I know, Leon Wells. I know Leon. A couple of people I hunt with, and they say it's not truth is stranger than fiction. And while
have you ever heard of anybody shooting themselves by accident in the back?
I had not, and I said that to Leon. I said I'd never heard of that. And he said he had not either, but there's all kinds of, if you look back on the history of all kinds of hunting accidents and gun accidents, there's all kinds of strange things that have happened. But
well, I am so sorry for your family's loss, and I need for you to hold over because I'm going to take a break here, okay?
I'll be happy to, Phil. I'm going to be going to my grandmother's house in about 20 minutes.
Okay, give her my very best and hold on the line here. Listen to that. This man lost his grandfather in a hunting accident this weekend. A self-inflicted, his gun went off, startled his grandfather. His grandfather's gun went off, and it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound by accident. But in the upper back is where they said, Mike, they were pulling buckshot. The grandfather shot himself in the back. I'm not a hunter, and I'm not familiar with these gun accidents or these hunting accidents. Although I lived in Minnesota for a year, I heard of all kinds of things happening. And you got to be careful out there. And I guess even at the age of 91, even if you've been hunting for a long time, I guess you're going to make mistakes. Our number, by the way, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Don calling us. Where are you at now, Don?
I'm still in Desert Center, Phil.
All right, so the story is this past weekend, and this is a tragedy that I hope we're not going to deal with in too cursory or too hastily a manner, Don, because I know it's a bad thing for your family. You're out hunting with your grandfather, who's 91, very active guy. I knew Dave very, very, very well, and he's dead as the result of a self-inflicted gunshot wound?
The best I can tell, I startled him when I shot at the quail, and he shot himself in the back, yeah.
Shot himself in the back?
It sounds crazy, but I was talking to Leon Wells, who's been doing a lot of hunting in that area, Trevor Range, out near Desert Center, and he told me that it's very possible that he was startled that the shotgun, holding the shotgun across your chest, and when you are startled, you swing the barrel down behind your back, that your arms go up, the barrel immediately goes down, and you shoot yourself in the back.
Whew, man, how weird is that, huh?
It's very weird, Phil. My family's trying to deal with this now.
Let me talk to some people calling in tonight, Don, if you don't mind.
No, that's all right.
Is this Cartersville?
Yes, it is.
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Yes, this Kim on that, and I wanted to make a statement about someone that would go as far as committing suicide.
No, I don't think he committed suicide. I think he got startled and shot himself in the back when he heard the noise,
Really? Okay. Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Did in any way he say or acted a certain way days before that?
Sorry. He's a happy
man. And I feel for your pain.
He's a happy man, and we spent a lot of time together. He was enjoying life.
And the next thing I know,
I'm out there, I shoot at the quail, and I think Leon explained to me that he just went, whoa, like the gun went up in the air, and then the barrel came down, pointed at his back, and then he fired.
In order to fire at your own back with the barrel, you'd have to have the trigger above your head about a foot, right?
That's correct.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I know exactly what you're talking about.
Do you?
Because, you know,
yeah.
My granddaddy that lives in South Carolina, and that's originally, you know, where I'm from.
Oh, yeah.
He was happy-go-lucky and all kinds of stuff and everything. And,
yeah, loving
life. You know, whenever I moved away from South Carolina in 93, and, you know, I came here to Georgia and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Next thing I know, 6 months later, he's like...
What'd he do?
You know, putting a gun up under his head and shooting his brains out, you know, and I'm like left.
Did somebody,
oh, is it my fault because I left him?
Could I ask you, did someone startle him or scare him into doing that?
I think that he was living with a
See, what I'm saying is, before you judge him, it might have been an accident. It might have been an accident.
Wait a minute. The ladies...
Like a note afterwards. So.
Well, that might have been accidental, you know.
Yeah.
In other words, he could have been joking around, leaving suicide notes, and then accidentally, what did he do?
What do you mean, joking around?
Well, what happened
to my
grandfather.
No, I mean, I didn't say he was joking around.
He wasn't joking around with a suicide note? You don't think? Because here's the thing. He might have been cleaning the shotgun.
Yeah.
And the standard way of cleaning a shotgun is generally you'll have the barrel positioned somewhere underneath your head. As you're cleaning the chamber, okay? You're cleaning the chamber.
Well, I mean, I own a couple of SKSs.
Right.
I know, how to clean them and this, that, and other.
There you go.
This was a handgun.
Yeah, well,
and he was like in the back seat of his Cadillac.
He was cleaning
That's the standard way of cleaning a handgun, by putting the barrel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, I guess he cleaned it out, though, didn't he?
Well, he cleaned the hell out of that gun, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
I'll tell you.
Well, wait a second. I mean, you're saying this was an accident that happened to this lady's grandfather?
Well, I'm saying it could be.
It wasn't an accident, though. He left a note, you know, laying
What guy cleans a handgun in the back
saying,
of a Cadillac?
You know, God, please forgive me. And,
well, that's,
you know,
a lot of guys clown around like that. I know. I hunt with
clown
a group.
Around?
Oh, yeah. I hunt with a group
of
guys.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that you're looking at this.
Clowning around.
You know, it happens every day.
Uh-huh.
And I know that kids are killing each other and
that's
killing
right.
their teachers.
It's a bitch.
You know, all this kind of stuff. Robbers and rapists and this, that, and other.
All
but,
of
I mean, you can't
bitches.
Judge one situation and say, hey, maybe he was clowning around.
Well,
maybe
he
killed himself and left a note.
Well, what I'm saying
is I
hunt with some boys. And sometimes they clown around and they'll leave a suicide note for their wife when they go out. You know what I'm saying? It's just clown.
What guys?
Well, Leon Wells does
that.
Well,
I mean, are they dead later?
No. No, they're alive. No, they're alive, you know. But what I'm saying
is... Well, I mean, they're alive.
Well, that's
right.
You know,
they're alive.
They're clowning around with a suicide
note. What guy clowns around with a suicide note?
A lot of guys do that. But
well, I mean, this ain't a lot of guys, though. Whenever you're talking
grandfather
about...
Now, you say your grandfather was cleaning a pistol in the back of a Cadillac?
No, I wouldn't. No, he didn't clean out no pistol. I mean, he cleaned his brains out, but I mean, you know,
pistol out.
The man shot himself, according to this lady.
And I'm trying to say to her,
he did.
I'm trying to lessen her load. But I want to lessen her load and say it's possible that he was cleaning the pistol and it was an accident. What happened?
I don't think he'll be cleaning the pistol in a back seat and leave a message like that. And
you don't
then,
think so?
You know, was dead. This
you don't
is
think
not
so?
Like a prank or anything like that. But anyway,
well, I mean, because I think there's a couple of things. Look, the lady said that her grandfather shot himself. You think he was cleaning his pistol in the back of a Cadillac and left a suicide note because he was clowning around?
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know where you're from.
I come from Desert Center,
from the
California.
The real world, stuff like that don't really happen.
No,
you know?
I'm just saying I come from Desert Center, California. And I'm just saying the guys that I hang around.
Yeah,
you
there's
know.
A lot of weird stuff going on over there.
There's no doubt about that, you know. But you know, a guy will put the pistol.
I just don't know many people. That would just joke around, shoot herself in the head, leave a note, and, you know, die that off.
Because and they didn't think he was clowning around.
No, he obviously wasn't clowning around. I mean, that's what the lady's trying to say.
Yeah. I don't think he was clowning around.
All right. I was trying to lessen your load, dear, and I feel for your pain. I'm very, very sorry.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
I want to thank the lady for her call this evening. That's pretty bizarre, okay?
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make, Phil. There's so many bizarre things going on with firearms that not all of it is intended.
I understand.
And a lot of it is an accident, and that's why I bring up my grandfather as a classic example. You don't know until you know all the facts.
And your grandfather shot himself in the back by accident because he was scared?
That's why I know it sounds nuts.
It's the Phil Hendry Show. We'll be back. All right. I had a temper tantrum here locally. It's all right. Everything's going to be okay. I accidentally shot my producer in the back with a, what was it, a 10-gauge? What a mess.
What?
All right, Bill, Phil Henry.
1-800-449-8686. Later on tonight, Daryl Weber will be in with the Funky Chicken Cacophony and Liquor Jamboree. Don is with us. We're not giving out any last names here tonight. I want to keep the family's grief a little private. He lost his grandfather this weekend in a freak hunting accident. Apparently, you discharged your weapon into a covey of quail, Don. And I'm just recapping, okay?
I understand.
And it startled your grandfather. His weapon went off because of his surprise, and he raised his gun up and pointed the barrel at his own back and shot himself in the back.
That's the best thing we can come up with, yeah. I mean, that's I'm pretty sure what happened, because I'll tell you right now.
Because it sounds really weird.
No, I know. It is weird, but there, stranger things have happened, okay? Truth is stranger than fiction.
Okay, let's go to Austin on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir?
I'm a captain with the Texas Rangers. I've been in law enforcement for 30 years.
The Texas Rangers?
Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Is that your state police department, the Texas Rangers, but like the California Highway Patrol? Or is that a different... The Department of Public Safety is a highway patrol, isn't it?
Well, the Rangers are part of the Department of Public Safety.
Okay.
That's one of the divisions. There's a narcotics division. There's also the highway patrol.
So that was more of a, the Texas Rangers are more of an investigative arm, perhaps?
That's correct. We're okay. A statewide investigative arm, and we assist other departments within the state.
Well, a long and storied history of the Texas Rangers, isn't there?
Yes, indeed.
Go ahead, sir, your comment.
That's the one with the Lone Ranger was one of them.
Yes, he was.
I'm familiar with that.
If this isn't a bad joke, then I extend my sympathies to the gentleman regarding his grandfather.
I appreciate that, sir. Thank you.
I am a specialist in forensic ballistics. In my 30-year career, I have never, ever heard of anyone or any case where there has been a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the back.
That's the whole
shotgun.
Thing. I know, that's the whole thing. That's the thing that confuses us.
Well, I would also, again, if this isn't a bad joke, I would...
Well, you keep saying, I don't know why you keep saying that. You're not joking around, are you, Don?
Sir, I lost my grandfather, who I've known my entire life.
I
really bristle a little bit at the suggestion I'm joking around here.
Well, then I extend my sympathies to you, but then I would also warn you that if a local agency reported this incident to me, I would have initiated a homicide investigation immediately.
Whoa! What are you telling me?
I'm just telling you that
wait a
the story
second.
Sounds so bad.
Are you telling me that somebody was out there and shot my grandfather? Because if that's the case, I would hope the Riverside County Sheriff and the Department of Natural Resources here in the state of California have got to look for someone who's on the loose out there.
Well, I'm not intimating anything, but I'm telling you...
They had better find a... If you are saying, sir, and you have the investigative experience, I do not. But if you're saying someone shot my grandfather, then I would say on the air tonight that whoever you are, to turn yourself in to local law, nearest law enforcement.
Well...
Are you saying that somebody out there shot his grandfather?
I believe that's what he's saying,
I'm just telling you that I believe it would be next to impossible for his grandfather... to have had a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the upper back with a shotgun.
I
would also advise you, I'd consult an attorney before I'd make any more ridiculous statements on the air.
Why
because you're coming off awful bad.
Wait a second. Why am I supposed to consult an attorney?
Well, let me tell you
what
something.
What are you saying?
If anyone who hears this, with your comments to the woman
what are you
before
saying?
Me...
What are you saying?
I'm saying I think you're full of crap. And
I'm full of crap about
that,
what?
Well,
my grandfather is dead.
Yeah,
my grandfather's dead.
Wait a minute. With this officer,
for anyone's death, but I don't believe
this officer
self-inflicted gunshot wound.
You're saying someone shot my grandfather? Is what you're saying?
Well, obviously someone shot him. He had a gunshot wound to the back.
What's
I'm not
that got to do
who
with
it was.
What's that got to do
no
with
I have no idea. But I put up the farm that it wasn't him.
Well, wait a minute. If you're saying that Don needs to consult an attorney, you say he shot his grandfather?
Don't go there.
I'm not saying that he shot his grandfather.
Was there anybody around there? Did you see anybody?
No, sir, I did not.
You shot the quail. Your grandfather goes down.
Because he was startled, yeah. Now, I know that this gentleman's a Texas Ranger, and I appreciate his investigative experience. But there's first time for everything, sir. And truth is stranger than fiction, as you know. Well, I've been around fires before with all kinds of weird stuff.
I do know some of the people in the Riverside County Sheriff's Department, and I can't believe that they are that incompetent to have let something like this slide by.
Well, I take offense at your insinuation.
Had the event occurred, you said, last weekend, I guarantee I'd be holding you for 72 hours for investigation.
He's saying that you're holding this guy under suspicion. Is that it?
Well,
wait a second. You're saying I shot my own grandfather?
I'm not saying that. I'm simply stating that I do not believe the story that you're relating. So until I could find some other physical evidence that would indicate that someone else did it, I would damn sure hold you for investigation.
What did I do? What did I shot at Quayle? I didn't shoot at him.
Well, that's what O.J. did.
Well, here...
What did I do?
Now I'm O.J. Simpson. Now all of a sudden I'm some kind of an asshole. I was out there. I was shooting at Quayle, and I fired my weapon, and my grandfather went down.
Yeah, but you're saying it was a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the upper back, and he dropped as soon as you fired. And you don't have any explanation for how he got an upper a back wound like that, do you?
I'm saying he shot himself.
Yeah, but how? Even you said, and even your friend said, it's weird. And this gentleman here, who's a Texas Ranger, said he's never even heard of such a thing.
Now, what's going on here?
What do you mean, what's going on here?
What's going on here? Now, you two are saying that I did it? How could I have done that? How is it possible for me?
Well, he was up, you say, at 1 o'clock. The Quayle were at 11 o'clock. He was 30 yards up and to your right, correct?
That's correct. I'm aimed at Quayle. I'm not aimed at my grandfather. Quayle is at 11 o'clock. He's at 1 o'clock. How do I shoot him if I'm aiming this way and he's over there? The best explanation for this, I can assure you, gentlemen, is that he was startled and he jammed the barrel of the gun into his own back. You think that's funny?
Well,
I think it's an absolute impossibility, and I also think that, impossible. Again, if this isn't just...
You know what they could do is they could take one of those trajectory kind of things, and if even a guy who's shooting himself in his own back, there's got to be a downward trajectory of the buckshot, and...
Well, that's no.
It's absolutely easy to tell how far away the barrel of that gun was when it went off, in what position it was, the trajectory of the buckshot,
right.
How close it was to his back, and I can't believe
I'm having a hard time with that.
Yeah, I'm
having a hard time with that.
Forensic evidence alone would have discounted that.
Let me move on. Thank you very much for your call. Let me go to Kingsville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm a little bit offended by what's been said here.
What's Bob's first name going to be in 2 weeks? Defendant? I mean,
my name is Don. Are you talking to me?
I'm a professional quail guy. That's what I do for a living. I take people quail.
You've been out Trevor Range in California?
I hunt every day for a living. That's what I do. I take people quail hunting.
Quail hunting? Whereabouts, sir?
In Kingsville, Texas.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's no physically way possible that somebody can shoot themselves in the back with a shotgun. It doesn't happen.
Well, I've heard.
First off, with etiquette with a shotgun, if somebody's in front of you and the birds are at 11 and somebody's at 1, you don't take the shot. It's not a safe shot anywhere. If somebody's in front of you, you hold off.
Well, all right, that might have been. Okay.
You need to get an attorney.
Why do I need an attorney? What are you trying to? What are you guys saying? Spell it. Spit it out.
I'm saying you shot Grandpa. Is he insured? Did you take out a policy on him last week or two?
I want you to spit it out what you're saying.
What part of you shot Grandpa do you not understand?
What are you saying to me? You saying to me that I killed my grandfather?
Yeah. Hey,
you
know, Buckle, let me make it real clear.
Right now.
You shot Grandpa. Can't shoot himself.
Well, Grandpa can't shoot himself. You heard a lady call in. I don't know if he was listening. I was.
I was, too, but you kept arguing with her. Hey, buddy, look.
No, Grandpa.
Go get an attorney.
She told me that her grandfather shot himself. I said it was entirely plausible that it was a accident. All right?
Are you related to O.J.?
No. Yeah, here you go again with O.J. That other guy called me O.J., too, okay?
That's right.
I want you to tell me straight out what you're talking about, because I don't like insinuations.
What part of you shot Grandpa do you not understand?
I don't like insinuations, okay?
He's saying to you...
I'm not insinuating. Look, buddy, it's physically impossible to shoot yourself in the back with a shotgun.
Physically impossible?
I'm driving home right now with a truckload of hunters, and they're rolling on the ground laughing.
Let me ask you a question.
We thought this deal was a joke.
Let me ask you a question, okay?
Okay.
You walk in and you see a child, and the child has somehow maneuvered the barrel of the gun around his own back, are you going to say, well, hell, I won't take that gun from that child because it's physically impossible for that child to shoot himself in the back? Are you going to say that? I don't think so, sir. Not if you're a responsible gun owner. And you find that funny that a child would shoot himself?
A child? No, no. First off, a child should never be around a gun.
No, of course not. But the children are around guns all the time.
No.
And if children are around guns all the time, we see the tragedy every day in the newspaper.
Maybe in California,
okay?
But I got news for you here.
I got news for you, sir. That Columbine thing was in Colorado. That wasn't California at all, okay? And children shoot themselves with guns all the time. You know that, and I know that. It's in the newspaper every day. If you see a kid pointing a gun at his own back, you're going to say a kid can't do that?
A child.
This is
never,
not.
Listen to me.
Look.
I run a hunting business. That's what I do for a living.
I do not allow children
to have guns, number one.
I would recommend to you that you would advise the people you hunt with that if they are easily startled or easily scared, that they do not accidentally maneuver the pistol around to their back.
They wouldn't be shooting a pistol. They would be shooting a shotgun at quail.
Don't maneuver the shotgun to your own kidney area.
Listen.
It's physically impossible to hold
a shotgun
what are you
and
trying
point
to
it
say?
At your back.
What are you trying to say?
He said to you already, you shot your grandfather.
You know something? Either I'm hard of hearing or something, but the two of you guys are making some insinuations here.
Insinuations?
Yeah.
I'm accusing you, not insinuating. I'm telling you flat out. You shot Grandpa. There's no physical way Grandpa can shoot himself in the back.
Mr. Henry, I don't think either you or your callers need to yell.
We're not. I don't mean to yell, okay? The man is saying to you, and I am saying to you, that it's possible your gun discharged and you shot your own grandfather in the back. You shot your own grandfather in the back.
And this guy thinks it's funny because I can hear him laughing through the whole thing.
Isn't that funny? I really can't believe you'd call
Isn't
in a national
funny?
Radio
no,
show
sir.
And come up with a crock of crap like this.
Crock of crap, sir. I lost my grandfather this past week and a man I've known my entire life who I love very much.
I hope
okay?
so. Everybody knows a grandpa their entire life. What,
no, not everybody knows
a
grandpa their entire life, okay?
Something's fishy here. Was
you
he insured?
Me. I beg your pardon?
Was he insured well?
He has insurance, sir. None of that's going to be mine. I'm not a beneficiary on his insurance policy.
Just don't take Grandpa out in the woods and shoot him.
I did not take my grandfather out in the woods and shoot him. What is it you're trying to say? Are you trying to say that I went out and shot my grandfather?
Yes.
Well, then why don't you spit it out?
What the hell are you not understanding, okay? And these other guys, you know, when I first heard your story, because I've known you and your family your whole life, and I'm wondering to myself, look at Don, I got to ask you something.
I want the two of you men to... Isn't that funny? My grandfather's dead. Isn't that funny?
Well, you shot him.
I beg your pardon?
You shot him.
I want you to very carefully and clearly say that again.
You shot Grandpa. What part
you know
you shot Grandpa?
I don't know you guys. I don't know what it is you guys.
I need to repeat this.
I don't know
you
what you guys.
Shot Grandpa.
I don't know what you guys are trying to say. But
we're not trying to say anything. And I'm not even saying you did it on purpose. You shot your grandfather by accident.
Well, I don't know what you gentlemen are trying to say, and I have been on that.
I have said it. He has said it. You shot your grandfather by accident.
Are you calling me a bad shot?
Yes.
You call me a bad shot. That's the worst goddamn thing you can call a hunter. You call me a bad shot. I can't hit quail. Are you telling me I can't hit quail?
John, do you hit Grandpa?
Hey, you tell all them hunters you got with you that they can all just go straight on into hell. They can go ahead straight on in. Take the off-ramp. Goddamn all. Goodbye.
Oh, look at that. He hung up.
I'm sorry.
That's perfectly fine.
My guys are out. They're rolling on the ground outside the truck. We just came in from a hunt.
You just came in from a quail hunt, sir?
No, sir. We're on a deer hunt. And they're rolling on the ground. They thought this guy was a joke. They really did.
Well, a guy is, I mean, I know the gentleman, and I know his grandfather, and it's shocking for me to know that the man's dead. What? But I'm hearing out the specifics of what happened is nuts.
I do.
How long does deer...
starts here on October the 30th of this year in Texas.
Yeah.
I hunt quail. Right now, I'm booked for 114 to the 120 days. That's what I do for a living.
Yes,
I run dogs, and
hold on for a minute. What? Is this guy back? Yes, sir?
I want to know what you men are trying to say.
All right. Thanks very much for your call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Friend of the family's was pulling out of a where she works the other day. And it's a girlfriend of my wife. She's pulling out of where she works. She's looking both ways. She's in a big SUV. She's in a big Chevy Suburban. She's looking around, and some kid just nails her in one of these electric scooters. You ever see one of these deals? It's like a skateboard, and it's got a little stand-up column with a throttle on it. Like a motorized scooter, I guess. It's like a, I don't know, man. Whatever you call it. It's got an electric motor on it with a little stand-up throttle on it, and it's a skateboard. This kid just right into the side of her car. And the family of this kid, they want her to pay for the damage to the scooter and the damage to the kid and the damage to the kid's psyche and the whole nine yards, right? Now, these little electric scooters, my understanding is, they're just like any other vehicle. In other words, they are a part of the vehicle code, man. And you have got to be going with the traffic, and you can't be on a sidewalk, and a few other things that cover those goofy little scooters. So they got these people dead to rights. In other words, they ain't going to pay for nothing. Well, they want them to pay. And so my wife comes up with a compromise. She says, well, why don't you pay half? And that, what pay half? Pay half of what? Pay half of this kid's, pay half of what? See, I said the other day to her as we were sitting discussing this, I said, you know, Maria, baby, some people are sue happy. They love to do this. The minute they get a little scratch, you know, they want to sue. Okay, we know it. It's the new American sport. See, in America, if you can't throw somebody in prison for the rest of their lives, which you can't do in America because the last time I checked, we have a certain freedom of movement that we don't enjoy in other countries. What you do then is you sue them and try to take all of their money, take their home, take everything that they've ever loved or ever wanted, and throw them out in the street. That's the best you can do in a free country like America, because you can't put them in a gulag. We ain't got one of them. So you sue. And rather than have to go through whatever potential lawsuit this family might level, even though their sweet little boy was on a sidewalk on one of these freaking motorized scooters, man, you want to take that thing away from him and bust it over your knee. She don't want to get into too much hassle, so my wife says, why don't you pay half? Just so they're off your back. I said to her, pay nothing, man. Well, you know, you got to hire a lawyer and you have to do this. Let me tell you what happened to me. I'm over in Arcadia. It's about 15 years ago, back in my wayward youth, back when I was a young, strapping 45-year-old. No, I'm just kidding. When I was, you know, in my late 20s, and I'm riding along on my 10-speed. I used to ride every day. You wouldn't believe the kind of fitness freak that I was. I rode my 10-speed everywhere, 25, 30 miles a day. Used to ride it down the San Gabriel River Freeway bike path. Used to go all over the bloody place on my little Miata Japanese alloy aluminum frame 10-speed. Took to China, all that stuff. I had on the pants, I had the gloves, everything. I'm going down First Avenue, Arcadia, California. And I see this lady off to my left. If anybody ever had a case, Henry had it. If anybody was ever set for life, it was Phil Henry. And this particular day, as I went down First Avenue, I saw her. She was going to cross First Avenue. She was going to cross the street and continue on her merry way. And she was right in my path of travel. See, you're on a bicycle, and most people don't recognize a bicycle as anything more than some sort of glorified pedestrian motif. You know, you're a pedestrian, man. You just got a couple of weird-looking wheels. Two big wheels, but you're walking. So she takes off. And I see her, and here she comes, and I'm driving. I realize she ain't going to stop. She ain't going to do nothing. She's going to run right into me. I hit the handbrakes. I squeeze those things as hard as I can. I turn the wheel, bam, right into the side of this car. And rather than geld myself on the handlebars, which is one of the frequent fears of anybody that rides a 10-speed, you don't want to go flying over the top of this thing and have everything, man, just ripped free. I threw myself up over the handlebars, onto the hood of this woman's car, and slid across the hood of the car, onto the pavement, other side of the car. There I am. It looked really good. Yet somebody got that on videotape, by the way. I'd pay for it. Oh, it was like right out of Starsky and Hutch, like right out of any diehard movie you'd ever want to see. So I'm up. I fly across the hood. I'm on the street, and I get there. I am sitting on my ass. She gets out of the car, and she says to me, "You're supposed to stop." And I lost it. I didn't lose it at any, there wasn't a grand mal seizure. I just said to her, "Lady, I had the right of way. You did not. And you better start praying that I don't sue you." I started using the magic sue word, okay? And I got up, I brushed myself off, and went around to the other side of the car, and she says to me, "Are you okay?" Well, this is the kind of guy that I am. I'm okay, bug off. I told her to get out of it. If I had said, you know, I'm limping, or I got a problem, or maybe my back hurts, I could have been living large, man. She could have put that off on her homeowner's insurance, off on her auto insurance. I could have walked out of the cool 50 G's, 75 G's. But what did I do? I said, no, go right ahead, fatso. I got that shot in. And I spent the rest of the day sitting on the sidewalk like a schmuck, trying to bend the fork back into place on the bike and getting the gears right and everything else. Why? Because I don't sue. Why? Because I'm a dumb guy. I'm a nice guy, but I'm a dumb guy. Go for it, Marianne.